The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, it's Tuesday, and every Tuesday we spend a few minutes with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. All right, so first things first, did you get a haircut yesterday?
Well, I actually have been shaving my head myself for the last 10 weeks, so I didn't need one. I shaved my head every Sunday afternoon. So
really?
I'm my own barber. I was quarantined with my barber.
All right, so how do you do the back of your head?
Well, so I use no guard, so it's mm-hmm. pretty easy. You just feel around. My wife generally takes a look at it, makes sure I didn't do anything wrong, but I've gotten pretty good.
Well, it certainly makes it easier. And, you know, that's the thing that I hate about haircuts is, you know, just taking the time out of your day to go sit there for 30 minutes or so. You know, make the appointment, drive over. So hey, that's a good thing. I'm just not sure. I don't think I would look too good with, you know, shaving my head.
It's all about time. The rest of your life, you have 30 minutes every couple of weeks. You're going to spend getting a haircut. So if you just start shaving your head like I do, you'll be saving all time. Right. That's more time you can do other things.
Hey, look, I've thought about it a few times over the past few weeks. My hair has not been this long and I can't. Probably back in high school when I let it grow long just because my mom wanted me to get a haircut. All right, so your Democrat colleagues were busy on Friday. First, you being the exception, do you think any read the 1,815 pages? I mean, that's like three and a half reams of paper.
I don't think a single member of Congress read even half of it. The summary alone, the executive summary, was 90 pages long.
Wow.
I bet a good number of people read that. But, you know, a lot of Democrats voted against it. Joe Cunningham out of Charleston voted against it, and he voted against the proxy voting. I would, too, if I was in a general election like he is. But, you know, I think this was just generally a terrible idea on the speaker's part. They're being lambasted even by a lot of people in the media who think, like 95% of Americans, that we shouldn't give illegal immigrants $1,200 stimulus checks. You know, I just think there's a lot of things that she put in this. They're calling it the Pelosi wish list because that's what it is. She called her chairman of a different committee. She said, give me your top three priorities, and she put it into one document, and we voted on it. And she had the vote to get it passed, but the Senate is going to throw it in the trash can and they're going to start over.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And what a waste of time when you, rather than getting input from both sides of the aisle, I mean, you know, having Republicans there to offer their input and truly have a conversation about what the country needs. I mean, it was all politics for her. I mean, this was just a political statement.
Time is the key word there. So they delayed the Payroll Protection Program, increased funding for 3-4 weeks. That resulted in millions of additional people going on to the unemployment rolls. And now here we are. The unemployment, the additional money, the additional $600 runs out in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is going to become a very serious situation for the 40 million Americans that are unemployment. So this was not the right time to play politics. This was the right time to get very surgical, tailor a response that will help people that need help. I want to help the people that did nothing wrong, that COVID-19 has upended their lives. We need to help them. We need to make sure they stay in their home. We need to make sure their families are fed, and we need to help them get back to work. But that's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to play politics, and the Senate, I mean, and, you know, it's lucky for most Americans, the Senate is now going to do the job and have meaningful discussions to get help to the people that need help most. One thing that made me the most upset about her ridiculous package was that there was almost $1 trillion in there to bail out states. You've got New York and you've got California, Illinois, New Jersey. They all have these pension programs that are hundreds of billions of dollars short of being solvent. And so the idea was, let's take this opportunity of COVID-19 to pay for the malfeasance of these other governments, the poor economic planning. You've got other states that have been good stewards of their tax dollars and have kept a balanced budget. South Carolina, one of them, Texas, one of them, Florida, one of them. So you want to get the citizens of South Carolina to pay for the poor planning and poor decision making and poor policies of California? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, because they had those pension problems long before we knew what COVID-19 is. So it's just and that's the thing that just really concerns me. With me this morning, Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons, is they just loaded this thing up with items that have nothing to do with COVID-19.
That's exactly right. And, the cost was allegedly $3 plus trillion, but when you get down to it, it's probably a lot more than that. And, this is just not the right time. I hate that they did it this way. And then we haven't even talked about the other thing we voted on. We now no longer have to go back to Congress. So, we have proxy voting now, and I can call one of my colleagues and tell them how I want to vote, and they will vote for me in my stead. And I'm still getting kind of the information on this, but I think that there's no way anyone will be able to know whether I voted in person or not. So not only are they going to have proxy voting for the purpose of me casting a vote and no one knowing whether I voted in person or from my, couch at my house, but they also can use it to count for a quorum. So technically they only need 22 members of Congress in order to pass legislation on the House floor, which is just the most absurd thing in the history of Congress. That's 200 years of precedent. And I think that there is a way to do proxy voting, but it involves bipartisan, buy-in and legitimate policy making. And don't get me wrong, I'm not for proxy voting in 99% of the situations, but there is a way to structure it. This is not it, and this is a terrible policy, just like the HEROES Act. They give them great names. Anytime it's got a fancy name, generally speaking, is bad policy.
Yep. Well, the thing with proxy voting, I mean, I've never been a fan of proxy voting with anything, even in my homeowners association, because, I mean, the whole idea of any type of governing body, legislative body, is to be present and be able to have dialogue, to be able to discuss the issue that you're voting on. And so now is this permanent as far as the proxy voting, or is this for a period of time as we're in this crisis?
It's 45 days but the speaker can unilaterally and with no input from anyone else extend it. So that means it's not 45 days. That means it's probably the rest of the year.
Wow.
And, it's not the right thing to do. I do have South Carolina Air National Guard training coming up, so I will not have to miss votes for training because I'll get to vote from training, which is, the only good thing in this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's crazy times for sure. Congressman William Timmons, always good to check in with you. Have a safe Tuesday and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Be safe, and everybody continue to open back up, go back to work. I'm excited to go to the gym today. Everybody be safe, and we're going to get through this.
All right, sure thing. Talk with you next week. Congressman William Timmons with our Tuesday with Timmons.